looking at the importance of the resurrection. Now, the problem is when we talk about the crucifixion, when we talk about the resurrection, there is just way too much to say. And I think not even a seminar over a weekend would be enough if we were to go into only those two points, just the resurrection and the crucifixion. And so we'll be looking at only four main points this morning about Christ's resurrection. Now, long ago, many years ago, it is considered to be the earliest book written in the Old Testament, the book of Job. He writes in chapter 14, verse 14, a very interesting question. And this is a question that sooner or later every single human being tends to ask, or they have to face this question. And the question is, if a person dies, will they live again? Now, up today, there is many versions of this question. Is there life after death? What happens after the grave? Is there life beyond the grave? Is there death beyond the grave? Are we dead and everything goes into a void? And we've got all of these philosophical questions regarding, is there life after we die? Or is this what we have and is this the end? Now, as Christians, and I hope you don't need to think about an answer, but as Christians, we have a very, very easy answer for this. Yes, there is life after death. And even in the eternal death, there's still a manner of life. Because we never ever truly die, and we never ever truly just fade into a void of darkness. There's either eternal life with Jesus Christ forever, where we will enjoy Him in His presence, in His glory forever, or we will end up in eternal damnation, where we will burn and, yeah, where there's torment to such an extent that people will want to just die and fade away, where a void would have been the ideal outcome. Whenever I think of the end, the eternal death, not just hell, but the eternal death in general, I always fear. It is a scary thing to think about. Because if we think of this side of heaven, and despite the evils of this world, and I hope that you know that this world is evil, we are tainted by sin. Sin has just ruined this beautiful creation of God, which we know in the end He's going to restore. But at the moment it's ruined, and people are evil and they're wicked. In the midst of all of this, there's still grace, there's still holiness, there's still God's glory, His presence are still here. There's this thing that we refer to as God's common grace or restraining grace, which means God keeps certain evil from happening. He restrains it. He just does not allow a certain level of evil in this world, regardless of the evil that we see. Now in hell, when we are in, not we, but when the unsaved are to be in the eternal death, that restraining grace, that presence of God is not even there. It is like God say, I will be everywhere but in that area. His presence isn't even there. And to be honest, that is scary. Now, for us, the question to Job's answer is their life after death is very easy. Because in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, He has proven to us that God has got control over life and death, and that He does and can raise people from the dead. Now, the theme of the resurrection of Christ is such a central topic in the New Testament, and it is mentioned directly, not even referred to, more than 100 times. That is a lot of times that the resurrection specifically was referred to. And so, this morning, as we celebrate the risen Christ, on Friday we looked at His crucifixion and the importance thereof. What is so important of His resurrection? Now, we'll be looking at only these four points because there's way too many. And this is not exhaustive at all. So I do encourage you as well, as we go through this, to take some time. Just go read through the four Gospels. And then go read through the whole New Testament, looking specifically where it is mentioned about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because it is so central to the Christian faith. Now, our passage this morning, chapter 28, verse 5 to 7, we see that the angel appeared to the woman, and he said to them, "Do not be afraid. I know you seek Christ. And then these amazing words are uttered. He is not here. He is risen. The amazing thing about Jesus Christ is that he is not dead. Yes, he died on the cross to pay our price as a sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice for us, but he did not remain dead. He is risen. And the resurrection of Christ is so central, it is fundamental to the Christian faith, that it is extremely important to have a good understanding about the resurrection. And so the first thing that we see, the first important point, is that it is fundamental and central to our Christian faith. Now, before we just jump into all of this, if we look at the resurrection, if we take a look at everything that surrounds the resurrection, there's one thing that we just cannot miss, and that is the immense power of God. Even before we look at what Jesus did, if we look at God the Father, we just see this amazing power. At the crucifixion, all of the things that happened. And then at his resurrection, we see once again the shaking of the earth. And not just that, the fact that Jesus has control, or God has got control over life and death, the one thing that humans up until today cannot understand and control is life and death. No matter what they do, no matter all of the technology, there's just this something. And that is life and death. And everyone fears death. God has got this amazing power to raise the dead. Now, we can think of miracles. We can think of the miracles that Jesus has done. We can think of the miracles that God has done, even in our own lives, or have done, that we have heard through testimonies. But the fact that he can raise people from the dead, that is amazing. That means he can take something that has been lost forever, life itself, and put it back and give it back. That is amazing. That in itself is something that is just worth worshiping God about. So the first thing we need to understand is that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is like a witness of the power of God himself. He created life. He can take life. He resurrects people from the life. And he has got victory over everything. He is bigger and stronger than anything out there. The fact that Jesus rose from the dead shows us that God is absolutely sovereign. He is completely in control over life and death. Satan tried to kill. And right through the Bible we see many times, and not once, without God saying yes, there wasn't death. And even though Satan thought that he had victory over Jesus when he hung on the cross, God just showed us all, through all of history, up until today, no one else but he has got control over life and death. The resurrection of Jesus is so central that it was the central teaching of the apostles. So if we read through the book of Acts and many other passages in the Bible, we see how central the message to the early Christians was and what a focal point the resurrection was. Of all of the doctrines, of all of the things, the resurrection stands central. That is why the apostle Paul, in a very short statement, summarizes everything that he teaches in 2 Timothy 2 verse 8, that just simply reads, Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. That's what he preached. He preached Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Without the resurrection, there is no Christianity. There is no way that we can understand who God is. There is no Christianity. In the book of Acts, if we look at the different sermons and how everybody was preaching and teaching through the book of Acts, we see that even during that early church time, the central theme, the subject of each sermon is the resurrection. We see very specifically In Acts 2, verse 36, where they preached to all Israel, it says, "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." And Paul later also proclaims the resurrection that we see in Acts 4, verse 2. "They were greatly disturbed because of the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead." The resurrection is a central teaching of the early church, and it is a central teaching up until today. It is in essence the substance of everything that we teach. When we read through the Bible, when you listen to sermons, every sermon, every teaching that comes from Scripture, the substance thereof is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is the cornerstone of what we are as Christians, of what we believe in. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 to 19, and I want to read this. It says, "Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some of you, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. Our faith also is in vain. Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God, because we witness against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise. If in fact the dead are not raised, for if the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied." If Christ did not raise from the dead, if the resurrection is not true, all of preaching is vain and empty and worthless. It makes the apostles liars, and in fact each and every one of us that said that Christ has raised from the dead is liars. And if Christ did not raise from the dead, then there is no forgiveness of sins. We will have no hope, and there is absolutely no meaning in life if Christ did not raise from the dead. The resurrection is central to our faith. And I hope in your lives as well that you put such a high emphasis on the resurrection of Christ that you don't even consider doubting his resurrection. That you won't even consider the idea that he is not raised from the dead. The second point that we see is it essentially verifies who Christ is, his identity and his mission that he came here for. It is so crucial in confirming who Jesus is that in Romans 1 verse 4 we read, "And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead." He is proven to be the Son of God because he's been raised from the dead. For us to really know that this is Jesus, to verify his identity amongst all of the others that can be out there. Remember, the Bible tells us that there is going to be false messiahs or false Jesus that will rise up across the years. And I mean, I've just heard about a story of a guy that says, no, he's Jesus in, I think, Northern Africa. It's sad. But he hasn't raised from the dead. And if you were to die, guess what? He won't rise from the dead because he's not Jesus. The fact that he raised from the dead confirms his identity to us. It also confirms to us that Jesus is the Son of God and the Messiah, our Savior. The resurrection of Jesus is so important that it validates who he claimed to be. When he was hanging on the cross, remember, there were people accusing him, saying, "Oh, look, here is Jesus. If you were to be the Son of God, then take yourself off this cross. If you are really who you say you are, then do this and this and this. They didn't understand that he had to be in the grave for 3 days. They didn't understand prophecy first and foremost and how he sacrificed himself. But when he raised from the dead, imagine those people that said, oh, just take yourself off the cross. Compared to, here's this guy that they saw die, and the next moment he's alive. Just humanly speaking, which one is more insane? That is why the guards were bright to say no, his body was stolen. Because it was such a big, miraculous event. Many people saw him, and they were so much irrefutable proof that he is alive. There is stories out there, things like God's not dead, and there has been other people that have used very good, can I say, logic, if we may, to prove without a reasonable doubt that Jesus is alive, that he did truly die, and that God is who he said he is. I mean, just think of the eyewitness accounts of the many people that saw Jesus. We have 4 different gospels written in 4 different ways, proving to us as well the amazing resurrection of Jesus Christ. We also see that his resurrection shows us his sinless character. It authenticates to us that Jesus is truly a prophet. He said in Matthew 20, verse 18 and 19, that he will die and that he will be raised again on the 3rd day. Now, a mark of a true prophet was that his prophecies needs to come into fulfillment. And all of the things that Jesus said came into fulfillment. Not just that, it also shows us now that Jesus stays true to his word. Because if Jesus did not raise from the dead, everything that he said is subject to doubt. Which means everything that Jesus said right through the Bible, we cannot take as 100% true if Jesus didn't rise from the dead. The central focus of the fact that we can take everything in the Bible is almost, can I say, compiled in that one moment when Jesus raised from the dead. He said it's going to happen. It was prophesied it was going to happen. The Messiah came, he died, and then he rose from the dead, proving to us and just giving us a comfort, knowing that we can take everything that Jesus said for true. Another reason, besides just proving his sinless character, is it proved to us his divine nature. Scripture teaches us in Psalm 16, verse 10, and it is also later mentioned in Acts, that he is the Holy One that will never see corruption. Now, according to commentaries, when it said that he will not see corruption, means that his body won't even start to decay yet. So that is why he also raised on the 3rd day, before the body could start breaking down properly. Jesus is so sinless that, can I say, even the sin of the flesh, the fact that we have to die, couldn't touch him. For me, when I saw that, it was just amazing. It's a small thing, but wow. He is divine in his nature. He was God who became flesh. The resurrection also showed us that it is that the sacrifice that he has made on the cross was accepted by God. Because if God did not accept the sacrifice that Jesus made, he would not have raised him from the dead. And so we can sit and see that the sacrifice, this final payment that Jesus made for our sins, was accepted by God. In Acts 13, verse 38 and 39, Paul writes, through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin. And it is all because he rose from the dead. Not only does it show us his identity, but it also shows us his mission. You see, Jesus had an amazing ministry while he was on this world. But if he did not raise from the dead, everything that he did ended in defeat. But instead, everything that he did ended in this amazing victory. If Jesus did not raise from the dead, we will not have a high priest that intercedes for us right now. If Jesus did not raise from the dead, the church would not have a head. If Jesus didn't raise from the dead, no one will be indwelled by the Holy Spirit that gives us the power to live godly lives. In 1 Corinthians 15, we read that Paul writes, "For I delivered to you, as of first importance, that I also received that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scripture, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures, that he appeared to many." We see four main pillars of the central message that Jesus has proclaimed through all of his ministry, and that is that he's going to die, be buried, raise again, and that he will appear to many. It is a pillar of the gospel of who we are. And so, without the resurrection, there will be no gospel. Without the resurrection, we will miss a key part of what saves us. And that brings us to this third point that is so important about the resurrection of Jesus, and that is that it is the power of God to salvation, and it is the assurance from God to eternal life. See, we read that it is the preaching of the gospel that is the power of God unto salvation. Not that God cannot save any other way, but what God chose to do was through the preaching of the gospel that people come to salvation. It is the thing that God has put into place that we preach and hear that Christ came and died for our sins, that he was buried and that he raised again on the third day, and that he ascended into heaven. It is the gospel that we need to hear, that we can understand and be made aware of who we are before a holy, almighty God. That we can be made aware of the fact that we are sinners, enemies of God. And it is through that preaching of the gospel that God chose to save. Jesus also shows us in John 11 verse 28 when he said that I am the resurrection and the life. In this statement, Jesus basically claims that he is both. As we preach the gospel and people come to salvation and they receive Jesus Christ, they receive the resurrection and the life, eternal life, and the fact that we will be raised again from the dead. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 11, we read that Jesus gives life to those who trust in him. So we can share in this triumph that he has overcome death. See, because Jesus was raised from the dead, so will we. Because Jesus overcame sin and death, we share in his triumph. It's not ours, it's in him where the triumph lies. It is in him that we now have the ability to live forever, or can I say that we have the privilege and this blessing to live forever, to not face death. It is only in him that we will have forgiveness of sins, because he raised from the dead and overcame it all. We who believe have a personal resurrection, not just our spiritual resurrection, but we also will be raised with Christ when we die. When we one day die and pass away, it is because he raised from the dead first that we will also raise from the dead. That is how, why in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul writes that Jesus is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Basically, is there life after death in the question of Job? Yes. Why? Because of Christ. Because he rose from the dead, the first fruit of those who have been risen from the dead and lived forever. We share in that. The resurrection of Christ is important as a testimony, not just of his own resurrection, but ours that is to come. It is one of our basic teachings. It is one of the things in which we find our hope as well, is that we will have a life after death, that we will live forever. It is a teaching. It is something that we hold dear to our hearts, understanding that this life isn't all that there is, and that we will one day be with Him in His glory forever. Now, an interesting note: of all of the founders, men, prophets, you name whatever they want to be called, of the different religions in this world, it is only in Christianity where the one that has, can I say, founded it is alive today. More than 2,000 years, or can I say 2,000 years, and He's still alive. Show me any person on earth that can do that. No other religion out there has got somebody that has been raised from the dead, and that there is proof for it. Jesus is the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep that has been raised from the dead. We know that God became man, He died for our sins, and on the third day He was resurrected. The grave could not hold Him. Death could not hold Him. He lives. And we read later on that not just did He not die and that the grave didn't hold Him, but He is now seated in the right hand of the Father in heaven. Hebrews 10:12. This gives us this great guarantee of our own resurrection. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, Paul basically sings a song where he recites from Hosea chapter 13, verse 14, where it says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Why could he say that? Why can he sing in triumph, "Death, where is your victory?" Or "Death, where is your sting?" It is because he understands that in Christ's resurrection, we too have a resurrection. Our resurrection is founded in Christ, and one day when Christ returns, the graves will open and the dead will rise again, and there will be this amazing resurrection. And we know that those who are alive at that moment will be transformed in an instant and receive a new body and still live forever with Him. The fourth thing that we see is that through the resurrection, it is basically the foundation of our hope that drives us towards Christian living. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, we read from Paul, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Why can we say this? Because our Savior lives. When we think of our service to the Lord, we aren't serving a dead master. We're not serving an absent master. We're not submitting ourselves to just anyone. We are submitting ourselves to the living Messiah, to Jesus Christ. He is present. He's active. He's here. He's seated at the right hand of God. He's interceding for us as our high priest. He has given us the Holy Spirit that not just guides us to salvation, but enables us and empowers us to live a life of obedience to God. When we were once enemies of God, while we were sinners, we were evil, we didn't deserve anything. When He rose from the dead and He ascended into heaven, He didn't leave us behind with nothing. He gave us the Holy Spirit. The resurrection impacts our lives because He is alive. He has given us everything that we need to continue, to persevere, and to endure whatever needs to come, and to live a life of obedience. In verse 30 and 20 of 1 Corinthians 15, we see basically something that we can also see as a reflection today about how we can face death with, can I say, joy. Think of the persecuted people. Think of those who have put their lives at risk and in danger for Christ. When the early church found Christ, and when the early church started growing because they received the gospel, great persecution came upon them. And the more their lives were in danger, the stronger they became. The more, can I say, evil tried to kill the Christians, the more they grew. It's even today in the persecuted countries, we find that the Christians, they grow as the persecution comes. They become stronger. And when they are standing in face of death, we can find stories and testimonies of these martyrs singing hymns of praise while being burnt at the stake, smiling, being thankful to God while giving their lives. Why do they not fear death? It is because Christ has first been risen. He has faced death and he is alive. Yes, our earthly lives might be taken from us, but no one can touch our eternal life. And it is all found in that moment where we can almost recite those words, "He is risen." When Christ was raised from the dead, we can sit back and be assured that we too will be raised from the dead. And that impacts our service to him. But if you do not believe that he is raised from the dead, and if you do not believe that you will be raised from the dead, and if that is not serious and important to you, it will not have an impact on your service. It will not be the comfort that you need when you are faced with death, because you will be doubting whether or not it is true. Our hope, our eternal hope, is also found in the resurrection. And this also impacts our lives. See, Jesus has had a triumphant and glorious victory over sin and death. Jesus Christ was buried, he rose again, and he is seated at the right hand of God, and we know that he is coming again. Not just that he died for our sins, not just that he overcome the grave, not just has the offering and the sacrifice been approved by God, but he will come back again, and he will raise the dead with Christ up again. And those who are alive now, we will be changed in an instant. 1 Thessalonians tells us. Our hope is found in Jesus, the resurrected Christ, who is alive today, who will come back again for his saints. The question remains, do we really understand the importance of the resurrection? Is it so important to us that Christ raised from the dead that it impacts our serving him, impacts our lives right now? Is it so important to us that no matter what happens, our hope is in him, the resurrected Christ? The thing that drives us to endure, to continue, is knowing that he's going to come back one day. Is the thing that we look at when we, can I say, think about the future, about his return, because he is alive? Or are we caught up in, can I say, a blind, deceived state where we think that Christ is still in the grave, yet with our words we say he's alive? Has the impact of his resurrection touched you? Is it driving you to live a life that is changed? We know that it is through Christ's death on the cross we made the final sacrifice. And it is through his resurrection that it has been approved, that it's been accepted forever. My question is, do you believe it? Do you know that you are a sinner that needs that sacrifice? Has that sacrifice impacted your life to such an extent that you want to tell others about it because you realize what the end is going to be. Does the resurrected Christ have such an important part in your life that it is as central as it was in the lives of the early church? That you essentially think every day about the fact that Christ is alive right now. We might not see him, but he's alive. That he is here with us through the Holy Spirit. Even if you are on your own as an individual, walking down the street and doing whatever you want, do you always know and understand that Christ is very present because he's not dead in the grave? Does it impact your life to such an extent that your life has changed and that you live in obedience to him? Does his victory over sin and death excite you to such an extent that you have hope in nothing else but that? When you go through, can I say, the shadow of death, and when you are faced with this question as Job has been faced with, asking, is there life after death? Can you sit back and say with comfort and joy, yes, and I have it eternally with God because of Christ? Is the work of Christ and his sufficient work on the cross enough for you? Or are you still thinking and trying to find a way in yourself to save you? Faith in Christ means that we believe and trust that he has died for our sins and that his payment was enough. Faith in Christ that leads to salvation is believing that we are sinners, enemies of God, and that his payment was enough, but also that he was buried and that he was raised again on the third day. He didn't remain dead. He has overcome sin. And because he overcame sin, we share in that when we trust in him. And only that. The world can look at the gospel, and the world can look at us sitting here and saying, we are saved by one thing only, and that is our faith in Jesus Christ. Every other religion out there requires you to do something. Every other religion out there requires you to follow a certain set of rules, to live a certain life that connects you with that group of people, except Christianity, where everything was done for us. This is not the wisdom of the world. Is the resurrection of Christ so important to you that it impacts your life? Do you understand that at the cross, when he died, he paid your sins, and that when he rose from the dead, he overcame sin? Why is the resurrection important to us? It demonstrates that God accepted Christ's sacrifice on our behalf. It shows us that God has the power to raise us from the dead. It guarantees that the bodies of those who believed in Christ will not remain dead, but will be resurrected unto eternal life. I want to just read these words again in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 to 5. For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. As prophesied so many times in the Old Testament, Christ died exactly how God said it's going to be. We've seen last, on Friday, I mentioned that just for 8 prophecies to be fulfilled in Jesus Christ, it is 1 to the power of 157. It's a lot. For all 300 prophecies to be fulfilled in Jesus Christ is literally mathematically impossible. And yet he fulfilled them as prophesied, as a proof to us and as a proof to the world that this is the Messiah. But not just did he die according to the Scriptures, he was also buried and he was raised the third day according to the Scriptures. As prophesied, he rose again from the dead. As evident to the world yet the world still rejects him. Our salvation is in this simple statement and believing just this simple truth that Christ did it all. And all you do is you put your faith on it. The question is, while we are reminded of the amazing work that Christ has done on the cross, while we are being reminded of what our lives were, how do you go out and tell others about it? Did the gospel really impact you to the extent where you cannot but share to others this amazing event that happened? I mean, years ago when Pastor Mario was preaching, when he was here, we just mentioned it briefly again, he spoke about the gospel train, and when you get hit by the train of the gospel, there's no way that you will end up the same after that. Did the gospel hit you that hard that you have changed? We have the amazing reminder of who Christ is and how important his resurrection is to us. And at the same time, a good challenge, because as the resurrection came to an end, Christ in verses 18 to 20 gives us the great commission to now go and preach this gospel so that people can come to salvation. Can we close in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the gospel. We thank you for what Christ has done for us. We thank you that in Christ we have been saved, and through his work on the cross and the fact that he was raised from the dead, Father, and that you have touched our lives with this amazing grace, we just want to thank you. Father, we pray and ask that we will always be reminded of what Christ has done and the importance of the resurrection. And yes, there are so many things that we can say about the resurrection, but Father, the most important thing is that it has changed us. The most important thing is that Christ has taken our sins on him and he has overcome it. Father, help us that we will be reminded once again of what Christ has done, and that we will go out and preach this amazing gospel to the lost world out there, and that we will have a love for the lost like you had, Father, and like Christ had when he even gave his own life to enemies. Father, help us to always hold on to our eternal hope, knowing that as Christ was raised from the dead, so will we. Thank you that we can be reminded that Christ not only raised from the dead, but that he will also come back again for us. Father, we thank you for it all, and we pray and ask that you will remind us of this daily, and that our lives will reflect you, and that we will glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray.